One thing that we do know is that the election system in the United States of America is profoundly susceptible to attacks, to manipulation, and it does, in fact, start before the first vote is cast. I believe that you are absolutely correct to lift up interstate cross-check because it literally is an effort to ensure to purge from the rolls. Not merely folks who should not be on the rolls. No. It is literally an effort to purge poor people and people of color from the rolls, people who historically vote against corporate interest. That is, again, objectively true. The information is there. All one has to do is do internet search on Interstate Crosscheck or the Jill Stein for President website. Where we went through in excruciating detail just how horrific interstate cross-check is, specifically as it relates again to poor people and people of color. In addition to that, I want to talk about the fact that the US election system and the campaign financing that is associated with it has literally legalized bribery in this country. We have literally turned our elections into auctions. And this was even before the Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission case, it was horrible. But now it's profane. I mean, I almost don't even have the language to describe how angry and outraged I am about the fact that through independent expenditures, billionaires can literally spend unlimited amounts of money to completely control the narrative. And it doesn't even end with campaign finance, as horrific as that is. Let's also acknowledge, Peter B., that we have a voting system that forces voters to vote against the candidates that they hate rather than for the ones that they want.